Chapter 12. Finding Your Place. After what seemed like an eternity of trotting through the forest, Rainbow finally stopped herself. She wasn't going toward anything, and she had no leads on how to find the dual stronghold or the spirit circle. She was beginning to wonder if they even existed. "Dual stronghold," Rainbow Dash said out loud, allowing herself to sit on a mossy log. "Dual stronghold. Dual means two, so two stronghold?" Rainbow scratched her head. What in Equestria was a two stronghold? Maybe she was getting further from figuring it out than before. It was starting to get dark. Time was running out, and Rainbow was starting to feel weary and very alone. She wondered what her friends were doing right now. Applejack was probably having a yummy dinner with Applebloom, Big Mac, and Granny Smith. Maybe Fluttershy was reading Angel Bunny an early bedtime story. Twilight might be studying a new spell with Spike. Rarity could have been busy designing a new line of dresses involving utility pockets. And Pinkie Pie was definitely baking a giant cake to pop out of just for fun. All of those things sounded better than being stranded in a scary forest on an aimless mission to retrieve a relic from an unknown thief. Rainbow grabbed Fluttershy's teddy bear and curled up into a ball. She started to drift off when she heard a voice softly whispering. "Don't give up, Daring Dash," it said. "You're supposed to be the bravest pony in Ponyville. You don't want to embarrass yourself, do you?"
"No!" Rainbow popped up and rifled through her saddlebag for her map. She pulled out the sapphire stone bookmark that Twilight had given her and stared at it. Why this instead of something useful like Applejack's lasso or Pinkie Pie's cupcakes? Twilight was usually the most practical one of the bunch. Her gift didn't make any sense.
"I wish this was over,"
Rainbow shouted, throwing the bookmark on the ground. She looked down at the gift from Twilight.
"I wish I was back with my friends,"
she whimpered, picking it up and holding it close to her. Why had she pushed them away again? If they were here, this would have been so much easier. She would have already retrieved the horseshoe, and Ponyville would be safe. But now she was lost and alone.
"I wish I were at the dual stronghold right now!"
And suddenly, a bright white light blinded Rainbow. Rainbow Dash blinked and rubbed her eyes with her hoof. When she regained her sight, she saw that she had been magically transported. Instead of being surrounded by spiky dark trees and low-hanging vines, Rainbow now found herself in front of a large, crumbling stone structure. She knew this place.
"The Castle of the Two Sisters!" Rainbow Dash exclaimed.
So that's what dual stronghold was code for. Stronghold was just a fancy word for castle. If she had figured that out sooner, Rainbow could have saved herself a lot of time and trouble. Sneaky Twilight and her enchanted bookmark aside. But there was no time for regrets now. The spirit circle had to be nearby. Rainbow could feel it. She took off toward the castle, searching for any signs of life. A puff of the swirling red smoke was just ahead.
"Aha! I see you!"
Rainbow shouted in triumph, taking off and flying after it. It led her through a maze of winding corridors and staircases that she didn't even know existed. Finally, she ran outside into a grassy clearing. The smoke joined a massive cloud of the same substance. It churned and spun like a slow red tornado.
"Rainbow Dash!" a voice cried out. "She's here!"
"Don't worry about us!" cried another. "Close the entrance!" "Fluttershy? Twilight? Is that you?"
Rainbow would recognize her friends' voices anywhere. They sounded like they were in trouble. But where were they?
"Finally, Daring Dash has arrived," a deep voice bellowed. "I wasn't sure if you had survived."
A figure stepped forward, but was still shrouded in red smoke. The dark outline heaved with laughter, and a shiver went up Rainbow Dash's spine.
It was the same laugh she had been hearing all along.
"Show yourself, you coward!"
Rainbow squeaked.
"Prepare yourself to be amazed," the voice cackled. The red smoke parted, and out stepped a massive zebra. "For you are graced by the presence of Braze."
He had blood-red eyes and an earring made of orange and yellow phoenix feathers. He had stripes just like Sakura, only his weren't black and white. They were red, orange, and yellow, and looked like the flames of a raging fire. It was a bit intimidating.
"I'm not afraid of you, Braze,"
Rainbow Dash lied. She narrowed her eyes at him and adjusted her helmet.
"Who are you, and what have you done with my friends?"
Braze stepped forward and slowly walked to Rainbow. He looked down at her with a wicked smile.
"I knew they would be useful in this endeavor. Open the door, or they're mine forever!"
He made a sweeping motion with his hoof to reveal Twilight, Applejack, Fluttershy, Rarity, and Pinkie Pie all tied together with a magical red fire rope. They were all wearing pith helmets and shirts just like hers. Rainbow gasped and flew over to them.
"What are you ponies doing here?"
"We're sorry for following you, Rainbow,"
Applejack said.
"Honest, we just wanted to make sure you were safe."
"We tried to let you have your adventure,"
Fluttershy added.
But then this big meanie zebra caught us and brought us here,"
Pinkie Pie pouted, squirming around. Her mane was messier than usual, poking out of her helmet, and she had painted lines across her cheeks like a warrior.
"And also, we're all out of cupcakes,"
her stomach grumbled loudly.
"Which is the worst part?"
"This fire rope is really frying my mane," Rarity cried, touching her purple locks.
"It's awful!"
"Don't worry, guys. I'll have you free in just a second."
Rainbow reached for the fiery rope, but it burned her hoof.
"Ouch!"
Braze laughed.
"Did you really think I'd make it that easy? Come here, Daring Dash. This choice will be breezy."
The zebra waved his hoof, and Rainbow found herself being dragged toward him. He turned her around to face a large, freestanding stone door. It had all sorts of ancient pony carvings across it that seemed to tell a story. There was a Pegasus, who looked a lot like Rainbow Dash, soaring through the clouds with a striped trail behind her. The paint had long since worn off, but it could have been a rainbow. In the middle was a large U-shaped slot, perfect for a horseshoe. The half-gilded horseshoe, the key that could unleash a ton of scary spirits into Ponyville. She hated to admit it to herself, but Rainbow was actually nervous.
"Hand over the horseshoe, Braze,"
Rainbow demanded, trying to hide her shaky voice.
"And release my friends! This is between you and me!"
She stood up a little taller and gritted her teeth. No pony or zebra was going to mess with her friends. Braze nodded his head, his feather earrings swishing back and forth.
"Yes, dear Dash, you are what I need. It's the only way for your friends to be freed. The spirits will only open the room for the one who can do a sonic rain boom."
He tossed the half-gilded horseshoe into the air to show off. It twirled around just as it had in Sakura's green flames. As it glistened and sparkled in the light, Rainbow noticed that the edge caught one of the fire ropes, cutting it slightly. It was subtle, but it gave Rainbow an idea.
"You want me to open the door to the spirit circle for you?"
Rainbow asked, playing along.
"And then you'll untie your fire rope and let my friends go?"
Braze circled around her, little flames escaping from his hooves with each step.
"Yes, yes! Then I'll disappear with my treasure, and you can leave at your leisure!"
He smirked. Everything was falling into place perfectly.
"Deal!"
Rainbow nodded her agreement. A look of horror flashed across Twilight Sparkle's face. Clearly, she thought it was a trick. But Rainbow had a plan.
Look at that! Aren't you clever? Now insert the key and pull the lever!
Braze salivated, rubbing his hooves together greedily. He tossed Rainbow the half-gilded horseshoe. The ponies all held their breath as Rainbow caught it. Was she really going to open the door? What about the spirits getting out? If only she could distract Braze somehow. Rainbow gave a sly wink, and Pinkie Pie seemed to get the hint.
Hey, Mr. Braze,
she chirped.
Do you have any snacks? I'm so hungry.
Braze turned around and growled in rage.
I know nothing of your pony diet. Stop talking for once and just be quiet.
It had been just enough time for Rainbow to make the switch and slip the half-gilded horseshoe into her saddlebag.
One haunted room full of treasure coming right up,
Rainbow said, inserting a regular horseshoe, the gift from Rarity, into the slot. She reached her hooves onto the lever and slowly pulled down.